listen to Pacifica Radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
This is Wake Up Call on WBAI New York, and we now go to our regular commitment to Pacifica communitarian politics. And here is WBAI local board representative Miguel Maldonado.
Hi, good morning, Robert.
Hey.
Good morning to everyone, all the, our listeners and WBAI. And basically what we're going to try to do today, we're going to try to get some kind to report to the listeners. And we also going to hear not only from me, but also from Anthony McCall, who is going to be on the phone. And I assume there is a list of other board members that will be participating and sharing some information with the listeners. And basically what happened in Washington. And also the all the big news, which is that the new general manager that we're going to have in WBAI real soon. And I think that Anthony will cover that in terms of the process and that the people have a clear information how that was done and how we achieved to have a new general manager here in WBAI. So I will hear from my colleagues real soon. But let me give you the most important piece of information, which is in terms of what happened in Washington and also how the lab going to take in from there and how the law will vote in making a decision and to approve the final draft for the bylaw, and which is the requirement is that 3 out of 5 labs has to endorse that draft. And that's kind of the part of the work that we're trying to do and trying to bring all the labs together and be agreed on different issues. So bear with me for a little bit because this is not easy, but we're trying to make an extra effort to come together on this and work it out, the difference that we have. And I can tell you that we started the process in Washington, D.C., all the chairperson and all the board members from different signal area have a meeting, one meeting, start on Saturday night with those meetings. And that process will is an ongoing process because this is not easy. I also will give some internal information what the lab supposed to be agreed on that and those what those items are. I didn't even mention that my name was Miguel Maldonado. Did I say that? Oh, all right. I just wanted people to really identify that it's not somebody that they don't know who's speaking here. But I had to announce that we're going to have a meeting next Tuesday, 6:30 p.m., and the meeting going to be held here at the WBI station. And for the people who doesn't know our address, we are located at 120 Wall Street, 10th floor. You need to bring identification sometime to get in because we have security here and we'll require that. So we hope that you can make it to this meeting and put some input into the discussion that we're going to have. That could be the final discussion, maybe not. But one of the things that we're trying to do right now is that even when the lab in New York approve what we believe this is the item that we're going to send as this is the WBI lab position in terms of those items. All the labs had to do the same thing. And then if we don't get 3 labs, that means that we need to compare notes with the other labs and we need to come down or somehow come to an agreement and bring 3 labs together in reference to those items. So some of those items that we're going to be looking at, before that, let me tell you that there are going to be different meetings for different labs. For instance, today, they're going to be the lab of Houston, KPFA, and Washington, D.C. are having a meeting today. In Houston, KPFA, and Washington lab will have the meeting today. And our meeting is going to be next Tuesday, which is December 17th, here at the station. And I'm missing KPFK, which I think going to be next week sometime. Okay. So for the people who follow that, and then, but it doesn't mean that they're going to be the end. That means that we need to see what happened in all different meetings and all the different labs, and then see how many labs vote for what item. For instance, how many labs vote for grandfather the lab members. If we got three labs, that means that position is passed and doesn't require any more discussion, because it only requires three labs out of five. Now, we're trying to bring everybody together that we can get the maximum amount of all five labs out of five support that position. That means that we're fighting for unity here. But this is the issue that we're going to be voting on. And maybe some of the my colleague can remind me if I left anything out. But the issues we're going to be looking at are issues like, let me see, we got here, I'll not be able to put everything together yet, but they're going to be the local station board members going to be voting in money of the local station board members, okay, for to elect the staff member and, let me start right here, okay, by law issue, okay. Bear with me for a minute. Okay. Here's all the issues that at least three or five labs need to approve by majority of the vote in each lab. Okay. And that's going to be to have number of local station board members. A straw poll majority, that's what the national board member vote. To have the numbers of board members going to be from 16 to 24. And one quarter elected by staff members, three quarter elected by the listeners, sponsor members. That means that basically it doesn't mean that we need to accept that, but we need to confirm that by three labs or to disapprove that. So that's the kind of thing that we're working. The other one will be the money of the election of the local station board members. For board member and the listener sponsor members. The other part that we're going to be voting will be proportional representation. We're also going to be voting in minimum diversity requirement, which is 50% self-identified people of color and 50% women. Now, this is one position. This is the position of KPFA, not necessarily that this is the that they're going to take place. Because other labs have different proposition on that sense, but we only require, like I said before, three labs out of five. But we're working on that, and just for information, we have labs that have like the requirement should be 25%, but we have other labs that are saying no, the requirement should be 60%, and then there is another lab that says 50%. So we need to, as you can see, we need to come together on this and try to, somebody had to compromise. And that's the kind of thing that we're trying to work on. Let me give you other item that we're going to try to vote will be the grandfather, for instance. In that issue, there is a possibility that the grandfather will be passed. It got a lot of support from different labs, but still we don't have the majority of that on that. So, but it's coming along. The other issue that we're going to be will be in the number of directors on the national board. We need to vote on that. And the manner that those directors are going to be elected. I'm also going to be voting in the staff going to have a national board members or not. And if the air, people who are staff who are on the air, if they are entitled to be national board members or not. That's the issues that we're going to be looking this coming Tuesday and today, different labs going to be looking on those issues. So, and also we're going to have nomination and election at large directors, if we're going to have that or not. There is different position in terms of that. How those directors are going to be elected? By the national board or by and be approved by three labs or by the labs, three out of five labs, et cetera. So those issues are on the table right now, and we need to have a discussion and come out with three labs out of five to make that part of the bylaw. And that's more or less what we are right now. And we're working really hard and putting and coordinating this work, at least in the different chairperson working on that, and also in connection with the national board members. So that's what's taking place. And we hope that, the people in our meeting, our lab is not all together in all of those issues. But I think I'm totally confident that we can bring some unity in our lab around those issues and come to a strong vote. The majority of the people supporting some of those issues, and also push for WBAI to play some role, some leadership role in the coming decision for the different labs. And also we have to compromise on some of those issues because they saw the labs that are not agree with us. But I think we're talking and we are very understandable in the needs of certain labs. There is something new that I never heard before, which is called association. And it's an issue that doesn't affect us on how, but we're trying to be a little bit sensitive to other area needs. For instance, KPFA so far is the only station that's been affected by the associate station, and which is it's a little bit different from the affiliate, because the affiliate are connected with Pacifica as a whole, but the associate is connected to only a radio station, one. And the decision that we need to make is if they're going to have a seat at the local board. How many people they're going to have? Should they have one? Should they have three? Should they have two? I can tell you right now that we are dividing. The different labs are proposing. One lab proposed three, another proposed one, and another two. So we need to work on that and how we're going to end up with some number on that sense. But we're working on those issues, and I'm confident that we're going to come out stronger than this when we finish this process. So I don't know if we have somebody in line.
Well, Miguel, I thought maybe you had introduced them before. Yes, we do have some bodies on the line, and I can hear them rattling in the background. We have Madeline Hoffman who is with us on the phone, and she is from New Jersey, as well as Anthony McCall, who is from Manhattan, Upper Manhattan, and they are both on the line. And I don't know where they would like to start, if they would just like to either give a response to what you've said or if they have some observation of their own that they would like to make. So let's start with Madeline. Good morning, Madeline.
Oh, good morning, Errol. Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Miguel.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm glad to be on this morning and glad to be at a place where we have... to some extent anyway, gotten beyond the discussion that our lab has had in regard to the two elections models that had been on the table, the constituency model and the KPFA model. And I know some of the discussions at the lab have been very intense around that issue, and I suspect that even with the vote that was taken this weekend, that there will be some ongoing discussions about how best to be inclusive of various constituencies in our own in whatever elections model is adopted by the network. I'm hopeful that. I've heard Miguel speaking about the different proposals of the different labs that support the KPFA model, which was not the model that was selected or adopted by our board. But in terms of what I know about those three labs and what they've supported, and even what some other people who support the KPF model have said, I think it's absolutely completely and totally critical for our lab to require diversity requirements out of the KPFA model. I don't know if our lab would we'll be taking another vote in that respect, or we'll just only be offering its position on what the network ultimately adopts. And in that spirit, I would, and I went before our latest lab vote, and also before the meeting this past weekend, I was clear that while supporting the KPFA model, I did not support those who do not want to include diversity requirements within it. I think it's really important that we work towards a unified position with the network, and also amongst our own lab and with the listeners as well. I was at various times during this debate and discussion around which elections model to accept, I was very pained by the way that the discussion went, and the, you know, and some of the ways in which the arguments were made, and felt that the unity we had all worked so hard to achieve over the last number of months, when we saw WBAI hijacked by a group of corporatists, I saw that the unity we had worked to achieve in that, and during that struggle, I saw some of that kind of eroding and divisions appearing, and deep divisions appearing, and I hope that all of that was only, you know, because of people's intense commitment and belief in one model or another, and that when, you know, the dust settles, that we all can look at one another and say that, you know, we in the main, we basically share the same goals and the same mission and the same hopes and the same dreams for WBAI, and the particular model that's being adopted for elections is not the, you know, what point is not going to separate us all, and that there will be ways in which the deep respect we have for one another comes right back to the fore, and we put WBAI and Pacifica on the road towards increased democratization and also, you know, becoming stronger and stronger as and guarded against or protected against any corporate takeovers down the line.
Anthony, Madeline, and I don't mean to cut you off, but you know, trying to get as many points of view in before we run too far out of time.
Absolutely.
Okay, so
what is our time, by the way, Errol? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. We're looking at about another 10 minutes on this segment, give or take a few, depending on how we marshal the times and the time and the questions that we need to answer. So without rushing you.
Okay. I was pleased to be able to participate in the IPNB meetings in Washington. I think it was probably critical that some of the local advisory board was there and able to meet with the other labs members from New York who actually had supported our approach, which called for, you know, constituent representation from a number of sectors, communities that were oppressed and marginalized, etc., you know, identified and elected by those representatives, which was called the constituency model, a model of inclusion. But that was important because in the discussion, what actually occurred, there was not a vote, actually, Madeline, on this issue. The national board, particularly the chairperson, Leslie Kagan, had an assessment that the votes of the various labs on elections models that had occurred to this point suggested that KPFA's model, with perhaps some variation, was the essential model of three of the labs, the L.A. lab, the Houston lab, and the Bay Area lab. And because New York's lab had voted for the inclusion model, constituency model, and D.C.'s lab had voted for a very new proposal issued by a D.C. board member, Jabari Sakia, that actually did not require elections of the station board, but had a different criteria of work to determine its membership. There were essentially five differences, but three of those she determined were close enough that with the requirement of the courts that at least three of the five labs support an elections model, as well as the IPNB had, I guess, at least a two-thirds majority of support for a particular model. She suggested that, and basically structured the assignment, that three labs, those three that I said, Houston, L.A., and Bay Area, get together to meet. We proposed from the floor through Miguel that it wasn't really appropriate for her to define who should get together among the labs to work out the labs' positions as a group, since consensus at some level was ideal and at least a majority of three out of five was proposed. So we said that it was the only kind of meeting that should occur would be a meeting of all the labs to discuss the issues, and that the labs really had the capacity to define as a group what those issues should be. When we participated in the meeting, which actually went quite long, it was clear that the three labs, for the most part, had already determined, the three labs that had variations on the KPFA model. I say variations because on many different issues, they differ. And in any event, it was clear that they were more interested in trying to figure out a way to reach consensus among themselves, but that after some discussion and back and forth, there seemed to be some agreement that it really was definitely appropriate for all five of the labs to really express their issues and concerns and to work towards something. And so we were glad that that was able to be struggled for in Washington. Some of the specifics that Miguel mentioned already, such as grandparenting, there's some consensus, it appears, but each of these issues, and this is an important part, each of the issues that were mentioned, from grandparenting to whether or not at-large and or affiliate members are part of the national board, as well as critical things such as the percentages of communities of color and women that will be required as part of the composition of local boards and presumably also the national board. Those issues still have to be reconfirmed by the local boards, and those things plus one of the things that we strongly pushed and we believe there was full agreement to support, which was outreach, something that at our level we called inreach, that this outreach mobilizations within the various communities would take place as a part of the pre-elections process. And there was strong support, it appeared, at all the different stations for that. We think structurally that can make a real difference in who the actual electorate becomes, that is, the people who actually vote for the representative. So those are just a couple of little issues that I'd want to mention. It's pretty clear that there will need to be more than one meeting. So I guess the plan at this point is, in addition to the meeting that we have scheduled next Tuesday on the 17th, that the regularly scheduled board meeting, which is the first Tuesday in January.
January 7th.
Right, January 7th will be the additional meeting. But we also, and I want to encourage Miguel and other lab members to think about this, we also need to, in between those meetings, we need to have a substantive meeting on Tuesday. And in between those meetings, we need to communicate as a lab with the other local advisory boards and the other signal areas to really assess how we are proceeding on several of these issues. We will list these issues very coherently, I would imagine, at the lab meeting, issues, you know, that we've talked about. One other point that I think should be understood, that the Los Angeles area supported in terms of what is being called diversity, that is the representation, they were strong supporters of
60% requirement.
Right, a method that would get at least 60% women and 60% communities of color represented. What they really said they wanted was representation from the various communities in proportion to how they were represented in the demographics of the signal area, which in some cases could mean much more as a total than 60%, with that being a minimum kind of requirement. And they also didn't want a threshold, meaning that if there are certain proportional representation processes used to determine who the members are, and then there's an overlay mm-hmm. of communities of color and women required, that sometimes when there's actually a person of color or a woman who might fill a seat in order to get up to that requirement, that person is sometimes still not given that seat if there is some requirement of how many votes that person must have had, and so they're still not given the seat, which was the case in the Bay Area with one Asian candidate. Now, there's been a lot of discussion back and forth, but one thing seems to be pretty clear, that that candidate did not get the seat because there was a threshold. So in Los Angeles, they felt very strongly that if you're going to support the requirement of women, communities of color, who have historically and structurally not gotten a shot, that it would be best to not have a threshold. So that was one thing that I thought was interesting.
Miguel, we're going to have to break at this point. May I just interject one question? How is there established a continuity between being a member of a particular constituency, black, female, Jewish, Latino, lesbian, whatever, and being a proponent of the core principles of Pacifica? Because we've had contradictions between people of ethnic and demographic groups and their politics.
Well, I don't know what's the relevance to that question, but the thing is that the issue that we're looking at right now are basically in terms of how many labs are supporting what issues. And we're trying to work out the difference. But at the same time, if you see that there is three labs supporting any item, so they doesn't require a discussion because basically it's already approved. Now, we can make the argument, but and the thing is, if we don't try to negotiate with those, maybe we say, look, if you support this, I support that. But still, I think that right now, the issue, and even in KPFK, the issue of the 60, which we're basically we've been working out because Houston proposed 25%. So we need to take a look how we're going to come together to put and come out with a final decision on this.
Okay. Well, Miguel, Madeline, and Anthony, it's a lot to go into, and you know, I just went ahead in 15 seconds as a board member, an elected board member, who came in sort of representing a constituent, the paid staff of WBAI. I just want to say it seems that the Pacifica National Board has, and also the membership of this organization, has taken some retrograde position where we have stepped back from where we were even 10 years ago, in that the Pacifica Board is supposed to have 50% women on it and at least 50% people of color. And now we have stepped back to a place where we have Houston, where until recently the lab was 100% white, making the decision that we should not have anything in place to guarantee that other people come to the table.
But the point is not, I mean, like right now, the way that I look at it is fine. I mean, they have a position, we have a position, they fight different labs, everybody has a position.
Miguel, we have to they, down some to of these position. Labs are right now who are making these decisions.
This is what listeners
totally
can have access to if they come
totally,
to the board meeting.
Right, are totally out of compliance with with the Pacifica mission, and it's something that we need to be discussed. And this, it's not too far removed from the Trent Lotts and the people of this world.
This is Wake Up Call. And
that's
time and tide waits for no man, woman, or constituency.
December 17, meeting of the Local Advisory Board here at the radio station. I hope to see you guys, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Miguel. This is Wake Up Call on WBAI New York. My name is Robert Knight here for Bernard White, and you have been listening to a regular report of the WBAI local... the WBAI...
Hold
it. Errol, stop that CD machine there. Number two.
Yes.
Stop it. Now, we've been listening to the regular report of the WBAI Local Advisory Board, and today's lab experiment involved the concepts of set theory, combinatrix, and logical predicates. And we'll have more in future episodes.